Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Newberg with us after being all partied out in New Orleans. He is cleaned up and back on the show. Berg, how you been?
Man, it was great. Got to New Orleans. Shout out to, if there was eight of us there, it was Rusty Manziel, Shea Dixon, Tim Watts, Charles Power, Chad Carson, Pat Tholey, me. Just had a great time. Great time in New Orleans.
Were y'all scouting or drinking?
Just hanging out, Bill. Just hanging out.
Any ball players? I mean,
well, here's how it works. We all work together at 24/7 Sports, and we all communicate basically daily, if not multiple times a day. But we never really see each other. So right. Sometimes you got to, you got to meet up in a foreign city and spend a couple days.
Yeah, New Orleans can be something. New Orleans can be a dangerous city, too. I hope you didn't get any trouble.
No trouble that we can report on this time. No legal trouble, I should say.
What about the streets of Bourbon Street, where there's fresh human urine always being applied to it?
Man, nothing smells better than Bourbon Street. Just straight vodka, piss, and Red Bull, and throw up.
That's right.
What it smells like.
A nice mixture. I'm eating there. It's 2011. It's going to be the repeat. The game that changed the BCS forever was the Alabama-LSU repeat in the national championship. I'm sitting there eating on Bourbon Street. I'm having a shrimp po' boy. It is delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Anyways, sitting there, and my phone is on the table, and we're inside the restaurant. The waitress comes up and says, I'd put that phone in your pocket. And I said, why? And she says, people will come down this street, grab that phone, and take off.
Yeah. I always make sure it's in my front pocket. I make sure everything's in my front pocket. You got to be aware.
Yeah.
Just don't be a mark. You know, the ones that are easy marks stand out for sure.
Right.
You got to be on your stuff.
Got to be careful. So let me pose this question. Is Clemson and Alabama and Georgia still going into Florida and taking Florida State's, Miami's, and Florida's lunch money? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, you saw my tweet. Yeah, this was another good example of what's been going on, you know, for the big three. They just can't get it together. And more recently this week on Monday, Jalen Carter, a four-star defensive tackle out of Apopka, Florida, right there outside of Orlando, he committed to Georgia. He was a top target for all the in-state schools. They all offered him. They all wanted him. But I think UF and FSU were probably the ones that were most heavily involved with him and had a shot. So we knew Alabama and UGA were involved, but we didn't know how, you know, if he was willing to leave the state. And here it is, yet another example of one of the top players in the state leaving, especially at a premier position like in the trenches.
And Alabama got a kid out of Miami a couple days ago, skill player.
They did. They got a wide receiver, one of the best in the country. That one wasn't nearly as unexpected. I mean, he's been a guy that's been on the radar for a while, and Alabama's targeted, and that one was pretty well known that it was going to go down, just didn't know exactly when, and that happened this week.
having said all that, all three of these teams are still ranked in the top 10.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of kids. I mean, like I said, there's about 300 to 350 kids every year out of Florida go D1. So there's always going to be, you know, Florida and Florida State and Miami can always load up on in-state talent. You look at the roster, they're always going to have kids that hail from the state of Florida. It's just how good are they? And right now, the best of the best, you know, we already saw DeMarcus Bowman go off the board. DeMarcus Bowman was a long-time Florida lean, or should I, maybe not a Florida lean, but a long time, a lot of fans thought he was heading to Florida. Carson Beck goes to Georgia. He was a guy that most penciled in to commit to Florida at some point too. And here we go with another round. And it seems like these are the three teams that are really feasting off the top, meaning the top 20, the top 25 kids in the state. Georgia, Clemson, and Alabama are kind of coming in and just taking who they want right now.
Was the news about DeAndre Francois now heading to FAU a surprise?
I mean, it would have been a surprise maybe in January, but I don't think it was a surprise now. Having seen Francois, and the way it's all went down, and him coming short of graduating. Now, you hope he does graduate. He only had a couple credits left. So you hope he does graduate and can move on and get started at FAU and, you know, salvage what was once a promising career.
Yeah, he last year was a mess all the way around, but just him specifically, how much is it the knee still, or is it not even about the knee anymore, his performance?
I think it can be. I think a lot of it was probably the knee. I think a lot of it was probably the knee, but, you know, things that went down at Florida State weren't all to blame on that. He had a handful of offensive coordinators. You know, he went through a lot of change as well, but things just never came together at Florida State. And I think that goes beyond just saying, you know, his knee never recovered. I think last year could have been better, but for various reasons it wasn't. Francois moves on. That needed to happen. That was a good thing for both sides. And now hopefully he can go to FAU and play for Lane Kiffin, do something this year, and you know, maybe have a shot at making a roster in the NFL.
Give me a scenario, and I don't mean some kind of scandal. I mean on the field performance that gets Florida State in the mode to fire Willie Taggart year two.
Well, a wise coach once told me that this was years ago, but he told me when we were talking about like who could get fired, who might be on the hot seat. He said, outside of Nick Saban, and this probably goes for Dabo right now, he goes, I don't care where you are in the country. If you win seven games, if you only win seven games and you piss off the right person, you can get fired. That's all it takes these days. Drop down to seven wins in a season and piss off the right person and you can get fired. But I think for Willie, a 5-win season, certainly his seat is very hot and he probably gets fired. A 6-win season, that's pretty close. I don't know if he can keep his job if he wins 11 games in 2 years. A 7-win season, they better you know, losing some shootouts or something. An 8-win season, and I think his job is safe. 9 wins, we're right back on track. And 10 wins, you know, we turn this whole thing around quickly.
Yeah, you said piss off the wrong person. Nobody even knows who that AD guy is. Who would you have to piss off? Who's left?
Probably Andy Miller, the one who runs the boosters.
Right, right. Ask Jimbo about that one, huh?
But I'm just saying every program has
right,
that guy.
Right.
You know, like every program has that booster or the AD or the school president. Like whoever that guy is, if you mess around and win 7 games and piss that person off, you could get fired no matter what you've done previously.
Yeah, I mean, they've already pissed off Karen, but she's not there anymore, so that doesn't count.
No, right, yeah, she switched out. So she does. Her vote does not any longer count. It's sad. Has no say over the program.
Oh, did you? I don't know if you got to see my tweet. Alan from Tampa, lives down there by you, was at a booster function this weekend, and he's got his picture. I think it's he and his family with Willie somewhere.
I was there.
Was it Tampa? Or was it golf?
Yeah, I was playing golf with the Tampa Boosters. They asked me to I covered it. You know, I went and covered Willie's speech and everything, but then I was out there hitting golf balls. That was fun.
So Willie was in a chipper mood?
I thought Willie was outstanding. I thought he did a great job. Half the room was full. The crowd was very sparse. I was at the event last year at Manatee, where he's from. And there was times last year on this tour where he was speaking at in this auditorium, and he had to stop because the crowd had just like bursted out into cheer, and like it was so rowdy. It was almost like a pep rally. And this year, you know, the crowd was sparse. I mean, they're just waiting for this team to go back on. You can only talk about it so much after 5 wins. You just got to go back out there and start winning some ball games, and everybody will jump back on board. There's no doubt about it. But at one point during his speech, this lady was like really excited, and I think she apologized. You know, she started getting like all excited, asking a question, and Willie just interrupted her. He goes, "No, it's okay. Be excited." He goes, "You guys aren't excited. Like, be excited." Such a contrast from just 1 year ago, and it's understandable, but it's just such a contrast from when he arrived a year ago on this booster tour compared to one season in on what the vibe is around the program and around the boosters.
All right, I got one question for you on Twitter. We'll let you go. Noel Core says, "What are your thoughts on Taggart's quote, 'We're undefeated' comments and dismissing last season?"
I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of ridiculous, but also, what are you going to say? He has to go to all these booster tour stops, and literally everybody asks the same fluff question, like, "How's the off season going?" And he just replied, "We're undefeated." I don't know what the hell that means, but at least he didn't say we're going to go undefeated, you know, this year. Like how he said after they didn't sign a quarterback in the early period, "We're going to get a guy in here that everybody likes, just watch." Then they done, and he says, "Well, it's all part of the plan." And, you know, and he keeps on digging himself deeper and deeper. At least he said something that, you know, you can't really argue with. They are undefeated. They haven't played any games. I don't understand what it means. But, hey, he didn't set expectations even higher. I'm just glad he didn't do that.
Berg, tell everybody about the Big Three roll-up.
We'll be on there today. We're going to have your boy, Tom Lloyd, coming on the show for a little bit talking recruiting. But
good.
Lots going on in the Big Three. The show will drop 7 a.m. Thursday morning, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast, Big Three roll-up.
Good stuff, Bert. See you next week, man.
Woo, see you, Bill.
Let's do this. Let's take the break relatively on time, which is not typical for the show. We're bad about that. And then we'll come back, and it's long-form hangout time the rest of the way. 888-702-5494 on Twitter, at Bill is King.
A wreck blocking part of the way between 6th Avenue North and Church Street, east of Church Street Park. Other wrecks on Wedgwood and Old Hickory Boulevard at Nolensville Pike. 40 westbound starts slowing in Hermitage at Briley Parkway and stays that way till about Elm Hill Pike. Traffic on 65 southbound is practically stopped at Dickerson Pike toward Trinity Lane and the North Loop. Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition comes to Nashville June 12th. Grab your tickets at tpac.org. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple: incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steak house in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts now through June 15th and demo the new Ping G410 Woods and Irons and register for your chance to win. Six lucky grand prize winners will score a VIP fitting for a new driver and putter at the Ping facility. A tour of Ping including the Ping Gold Putter Vault plus two rounds of golf. First prize winners from each store will receive a Ping Hofer Light Stand Bag. So stop by today and demo the new Ping G410 Woods and Irons for your chance to win big at Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
This is not. Did you just fall out of your chair? Are you okay? You're sweating on your forehead.
I'm back now. All right, that's good. Well, I'm trying to plug my computer in underneath there, and then
you fell out of the chair.
Yeah. It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WSNR Skyscan forecast. Mostly rainy with showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Afternoon sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Partly cloudy overnight with a low near 70. Thursday mostly sunny with your high in the low 90s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Hey, did I ever tell you about the banquet where Adolf Rupp got the Cadillac and Bear Bryant got the Mickey Mouse watch? I ever tell you about that one? Anyways, 888-702-5494. The GOAT says living down on the beautiful Emerald Coast is awesome, but like everywhere, there are drawbacks. He says, number one, it would be the Texas drivers. The GOAT believes that they hand out driver's licenses in Texas like candy. Only requirement to get one is you must be able to spell cowboy. Well, what's interesting is Texas has got their own beach. You ever been to Galveston? Yeah, I have. I've been to Galveston. Matter of fact, I spring braked, is that a word, on Galveston. Galveston Beach. It was my junior year of high school, and it was very unsightly. Now, Galveston, I'm sure, is a good town, but the beach looks like a random lake. It's not scenic like, let's say, the Emerald Coast is. It doesn't remind you of the Caribbean. It doesn't remind you of Cabo. So that's why, I guess, if you're a Texan, you head on over to the Emerald Coast. Or you go to Cabo. Or you go all the way to the West Coast. Got to remember now, Buck was telling us about this. I've never made this drive. But if you're going to drive from, let's say, Houston to L.A., it's a day. It's 24 hours. That's a haul. I don't think I've ever done a 24-hour drive. I've done 18. Never a full 24, though. The Emerald Coast, because Highway 98, is it still two lanes basically each way? They widened it a few years ago, if I recall. I don't live down there, so you locals can correct me. But this time of year, when you've got everybody, well, we've still got people finishing up school. But once you get into Memorial Weekend is I was going to say a catastrophe. It depends on how you describe it. It's a great time if you're if you've got a business down there, obviously because of all the people that are down there. So I shouldn't say that. It's a fantastic time. But if you're trying to maneuver around as a random vacationer, it's tough. We made the mistake one year when the kids were young of going down there for July 4th, which was not a good idea. You can't move at all down there. But it's a great place. I'd rather be down there when it's packed and you can't move very well and it's hard to drive than not be down there. I'll put it that way. Such a nice place. So anyways, back to the... I don't even know what the original topic was. What were we kicking around before we started guessing it up? What were we doing? Who are we bashing here on the show? Yeah, I had a Notre Dame guest on. Brian Driscoll was on a little bit earlier. We talked Fighting Irish. We have been coming up with some doomsday scenarios, which will get you people who want an expanded playoff what you want. I repeat, I am anti-expansion. I am not for letting everybody else in. I'm not for more fairness. I'm for exclusion, not more inclusion. That's what I'm for. I don't want college football to look like all the other sports. I do not want college football to continue to, quote, progress towards the NFL model. I want it to be unique. I want it to be college football. I don't care. I do not care what all the other sports do. Let them do what they do. But the SEC will be involved in an event that will get you your expansion, despite what I want. I'll tell you this, though. During the BCS, which was a brilliant idea, it created more talk, more theater, more drama, more discourse than any other idea in college football history. It led to the dramatic popularity of college football. It was a brilliant idea by Roy Kramer, the brilliant Roy Kramer, who lives up in East Tennessee, Teleco Plains. Roy Kramer. And I really thought at the time that they probably wouldn't. Well, I guess someday, way down the road, plus. I didn't think we'd have playoffs as soon as we got them. First year was 2014, right? Yeah. Someday down the road, I mean, a new commissioner, somebody was going to implement a playoff. But I didn't think it would happen that quick. But the unconscionable happened, and that would be Alabama and LSU, who played that boring, let's watch paint dry on the wall, 9-6 regular season game. And then they get the replay in the championship. And it was a sucky game because Les Miles didn't come with an offensive game plan. Literally did not show. The offense didn't even get on the bus. It was that bad. Now, I didn't think the regular season game was sucky, but the critics did. I thought it was a hellacious, in Major League Baseball lore, 1-0 win where you saw two incredible pitchers going at it. But the rest of America, no, we can't have this. I'll repeat. Any other league, including the Big Ten, if they have a repeat game, that will not lead us to expansion of playoffs. Because who's going to complain? SEC doesn't care. SEC knows they're going to get theirs more than anybody else. But it's going to take an SEC repeat. Something along the lines of that Alabama-LSU situation. Maybe it's another Alabama-Georgia matchup. The best case, and we'll get the call, for you expansionists out there, would be Georgia-Alabama in the SEC championship game, both undefeated. It's a close game, so both get in to the playoffs. then they match up again in the championship. That would, the rest of America would throw a tantrum that would make LSU Alabama blush circa 11. That's what you need. I know you don't want to see that. All you expansionists out there that don't like the SEC, I know you don't want to see that. But trust me, it would get you where you want to go sooner. It would. There's a good tweet about this. I need to go down my timeline and find it. Allen in Tampa, except I believe he's digging down there in South Florida right now. What's up, Allen?
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I actually hear noise. That's engine noise in the background, it sounds like.
That's my excavator, man. We're knocking her loose down there.
I saw the picture earlier.
Yeah, man, we should have this thing knocked down hopefully today, if not today, tomorrow.
How big was this building you're knocking down?
Well, 200 by 200 by about 16, 17 foot high, all metal roof, metal walls.
Now, let me pose this to you. Do you only have to knock it down? Do you also have to clean it up and put it, like, away?
I'm loading dump trucks right now. I'm loading it up, hauling it away.
Oh. So where do they take scrap metal or what have you?
There's scrap yards down there. They pay you for the scrap, and then the concrete and any sheetrock or wood we got to pay to get rid of that. But the metal's good. They pay you for that as cash money, so you got the gas money for your boat.
Nice.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
So what's happening?
The prettiest beaches are Sarasota, where my place is at, and Destin, Fort Walton. Those are the best beaches, man, to go to.
Yeah, what's the name of that sandbar? Is that Tampa Bay, or where are you at when you show those pictures of you in the boat?
We're at Sarasota, Longboat Key, and it's called Jewfish Sandbar.
It's called what?
Jewfish.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there Sunday.
So you guys hit that place almost every weekend, right? When it's this time of year?
Yeah, I do. I'm coming back. I'm leaving here Friday. We're going by the house, check the mail, restock a few things, and head to the beach.
That's nice. Yeah, one year, sometime we'll have to have an event down there. I don't know where and when and how, but we'll figure that out. We'll do that. Allen and Tampa will be the host.
I'll be the host. You got no worries there. Yeah, our favorite time, you're talking about snowbirds, our favorite time of year is when the transport trucks come and park down by the house and they load all the cars up and take them back up north. That's our favorite time of the year. You got the blue hair express headed north.
So all of, well, particularly if you're on the beach, which lots of people are down there, but so the Canadians infiltrate literally from Destin all the way down to the Keys, right?
Yeah, mostly what we have is Ohio, Illinois, New Jersey. My complex where I'm at, my neighbors on both sides are from Illinois.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're all from Illinois. And they're 175 years old. They got their walkers. They're down by the pool with their girdles on and their Depends, and sometimes it's kind of a little rough. But they're gone now. It's all ours.
Do you ever tell them they don't play real football up there in Illinois?
I tell them they don't know what football is. We had a game on at FSU game, and it was nice outside. We had the back doors open. I was on the back porch grilling, and FSU did something. I dropped the F-bomb. And I thought they were going to dig me for the complex.
I hear you, Alan. I hear you, brother. What
we
else?
We're going to plan that, though, man. You come down to see us, and my treat, I'll put you up. Bring the wife. We'll have a good time.
We'll figure it out, bud. Be good, man.
Our son's going to get our reservations for commitments today, so we're all set.
Oh, good, good. Appreciate it, man.
Have a good day, buddy. Thanks.
That's Alan from Tampa down in South Florida operating the excavator, knocking down a building. We have people from all walks of life checking out the show. All locations. Where is that tweet? Well, I'll tell you what. I just noticed we're past the bottom of the hour. So let's do that, and I'll find it during the break. It's pretty interesting. Oh, it's from Royal Payne, who's checking in. Let me take the break, and we'll get back with this tweet. Omni Nashville Hotel. I am anti-expansion. I'm not for more fairness. I'm for exclusion. not more inclusion. That's what I'm for. I don't want college football to look like all the other sports. I want it to be unique. I want it to be college football. I do not care what all the other sports do. Let them do what they do.
Wrecks to watch out for on 440 eastbound just before the Murphy Road overpass, on 65 north toward Wedgewood Avenue, and on 65 southbound just past Rosa L. Parks Boulevard. 65 southbound also slow starting from Dickerson Pike going down toward the North Loop. Smashville Moving Company. Trust a company owned and operated by a Nashville native. Call 615-584-4954. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. I'll click Grainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. Our thoughts and prayers are with you as you defend our freedom. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration. Your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area. Specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration. Thanking all the men and women of the military for their service and wishing everyone a happy summer season.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I Haul Anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I Haul Anything because it's not just a name. I Haul Anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook, I Haul Anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
The Braves are rolling, and we've already shown the East that it's going to be a big year for Atlanta.
High fly to right field. That one's got a chance. That one is gone. It's a chop shot.
Tonight, don't miss a minute of Atlanta Braves baseball live from Oracle Park in San Francisco as the Braves battle Buster Posey and the Giants.
Coverage begins tonight at 8:30 on Nashville Sports Radio. He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie, grab a mic. I know you probably got about six there in front of you. Where would you rank Ted Nugent in the lore of guitar players? Top 50, top 20, where would you put him?
I'm not really sure on that one. I've never really put a lot of thought into it. I mean, you know, he's definitely a guitar hero. He's been out there doing it a long time, and some of his earlier work is certainly a lot better than anything he's done in many recent years, but I would say he's probably top 20. I'm sure there's going to be some bean counter out there that wants to argue with me on that, but until I put together a complete list and ranking and everything, I would say top 20 is a safe estimate.
Now, among and rock and roll experts, you're in that category, but general population folks like me who haven't studied rock and roll history like some of you guys, is Ted Nugent an underrated guitar player?
I don't think so, because in the 70s, he certainly was one of the top big names. And,
right.
You know, coming out of the 70s, his skill set was used in several what they refer to as super groups, you know, where he combined with another singer and other members of other bands to form one thing, maybe just for a tour, maybe just for one album or something. But I think he got his due back in the day. I just think he's kind of forgotten about nowadays. He's you know, a lot more known for his political views and his television appearances than he is for any of the music he's been recording, if he's still recording. I'm sure he is, but I haven't been necessarily keeping up. But you know, you go back the era of like Stranglehold, Ted Nugent was certainly getting his due back then.
Oh, no question.
I mean, you know, FM long-form play and things like that, that was back in the day when, you know, the Nuge was probably one of the 5, 6, 7 top names in rock and roll. You know, the 80s brought you a whole new crop of megastars when it came to playing the guitar, you know, of course, led most popularly probably by Eddie Van Halen. And the 90s and the 2000s have also brought plenty of good prospects along. And Gary Clark Jr., who we use his music on this show from time to time, he's been, of the last couple of years, probably one of the most promising guitar players we've seen in a very, very long time. There are a lot of very high praise and comparisons, but I'm just going to say the dude wails. He plays a hell of a show, and his music's pretty incredible. And that's just in the last couple of years. So the art of the guitar is not going anywhere, Bill.
Yeah, Ted's known more for political and also his hunting and fishing. Well, his hunting. He's an avid hunter.
Yeah, and I would say most people who have discovered Ted Nugent in the last 20 years, easily since the beginning of the 90s, I would say that's what they're way more familiar with Nuge, is his hunting love and also his political views, because, I mean, he's done talk radio for about that long now, and he's certainly made plenty of television appearances over the years, and he's never been one who's been shy about giving an opinion. But I always refer to the Nuge, Bill, as the guy who one time pooped on the side of a highway, got pulled over by a state trooper a few miles down the road, and they made him drive all the way back and clean up his poop rather than go to jail. That's the story about the Nuge I prefer to remember. You notice when he's doing his commentary nowadays, it's not about all how he was wild wango tango and all of that back in the day and pooping on the side of interstates. Now it's all serious stuff. You know, rock and roll, man. Enjoy it. You were a wild man. You were the Motor City Madman. That stuff's all long gone now. I like the Motor City Madman a lot more than I like the persona of today. I just find the persona of today to be just kind of boring.
Royal Pain, I was trying to find this tweet, and I found it. He says, Bill, I think the ADs are probably looking at 8 teams. And he says, bigger out-of-conference games would be scheduled because of this, because you would have a margin of error to schedule big games home and home. That's a good point. Now, again, I'm anti-expansion, but the point's well taken. That should be the kickstart to don't be so worried about a big game. One loss isn't going to hurt you. Particularly now, you better be part of the chalky group. That doesn't go for everybody. But if you're part of the anointed, the select college football programs that can afford a big non-conference loss, or conference loss, doesn't matter, you've got more cushion. That number becomes 2 losses. With 8 teams, 2 lost teams will get in the playoffs. Georgia gets in easily with 8 teams this last year. I won't like it, but that's the way it'll look. Absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to find that tweet, and I couldn't. KT on Twitter says, Bill, here you go. Highway 98 in Destin. Working on 6 lanes. I didn't know that. See, it's been a couple of years. Matter of fact, I don't think I've been down there since, I think it's 3. Maybe 3-4 years. That's way too long. I've been down there a million times, but it's been a while. So appreciate that picture. And it looks like KT is in traffic that's not moving on Highway 90. What'd you say, Charlie?
I just mixed down that promo, Bill. It's all done.
Oh, okay.
From the last segment. Here, let's give it a spin.
Okay.
It's a Bill King show.
New promo for everybody. I am anti-expansion.
This is me.
I'm not for more fairness. I'm for exclusion, not more inclusion. That's what I'm for. I don't want college football to look like all the other sports. I want it to be unique. I want it to be
Preach college football.
I do not care what all the other sports do. Let them do what they do.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6.
God, that was good.
Hey, when you do it that good, Bill, it's easy.
I wish I sounded just like that guy.
Well, don't worry. By the time I put 3 filters on you after each interview you do. That's the secret combo, by the way. There's 3 filters to every interview.
Have you decided what you're going to do Friday, hour 1?
No.
Guess you can figure that out Friday, right?
Sometime between the end of Thursday night and the beginning of Friday morning, I'll go through that. I do have an idea, though, Bill. You know, we've been kicking around a lot of commitment stuff.
Yeah.
I've got an idea that I've been working on because I know that you've been suggesting that perhaps I take over a portion so that you can mix and mingle a little bit. And we've got some great ideas for how the show is going to be produced, first of all, to give us both more time for that. But I've got a great idea. Do you want me to tease the idea or do you want me to tell you the idea?
Just tease it.
You remember back in the day, the Dean Martin celebrity roasts?
Yes.
There you go.
I like that.
There's your tease. There is someone who is perhaps already lined up and working on their lines, and the dais, of course, would be members of the audience. So I've already got something worked out for Commitments 2. I think it's going to be fantastic. We're going to have so many good things at Commitments 2. I know we're going to be talking about it for the next 6 months, but listen, people, this is going to be the most fantastic and the biggest radio station event that we've ever had here for Nashville Sports Radio. Already. I already know this 6 months out. Last year's was the biggest event we ever had in station history. This year's is already getting close to eclipsing that. So we've got lots of plans, lots of meetings, and lots of things going on. But yeah, remember those celebrity roasts, Bill King, and get ready to hear some good one-liners.
How about this comparison? I didn't watch Game of Thrones, but at the beginning of Game of Thrones 8 years ago, those dragons were really little. They were about the size of your hand, right? And at the end of the episode in year 8, they were the size of massive buildings, and they were torching cities and people left and right. They were killing communities. They were torching them with fire. So Commitments 1 was the little dragon. Commitments 2 was the huge torching dragon. That's my comparison.
I'm game.
Charlie.
I'm all right with that. I don't know what the hell anyone's talking about. I've never watched your fun time dragon sex show, but if you guys want to watch it, hey, more power to you. Everybody's got to have a distraction. Everybody's got to have a hobby.
Well, let me just give you the cliff notes. Year 1, the blonde was given some dragon eggs. Apparently, she's the mom of these baby dragons. And then they grew up. 2 of them got killed off. 1 of them survived. So she flies around on this dragon and torches, like, the whole planet Earth.
All right, cool.
That's 8 years of it in a bundle. And then she gets killed there at the end, too.
Look, as long as you guys enjoyed it, that's all that matters. Now important stuff. Get back to promoting the Bill King Show. Let's get on Twitter. Let's get on Facebook. Let's do all these things. Let's get back to promote. Now that show is over, you have a void. You have a hole in your life. Fill it with helping us promote the Bill King Show.
Hey, and I've got a hangover this morning, right? About 15
yes,
minutes.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me of that, Bill.
Yeah, this morning I'll be on after 9 because we WNSR is carrying the SEC baseball tournament. So we have to fill a little bit, which we're capable of doing.
Yeah, it was a decent first day of the tournament. What do we got? We got coming up Georgia, Texas A&M's the early game after you sign off.
We'll get one more break here in hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Crashes on I-40 West near the South Loop and on 24 westbound near White's Creek Pike and between Murfreesboro Pike and the Eastern Split. Still clearing 440 eastbound, a crash just before the Murphy Road overpass. 65 southbound, still very busy toward Trinity Lane and the North Loop. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Napa know-how.
This week, if you're a AAA member, you can pick up a Napa bucket for $2.99 and get 20% off almost everything you can fit inside. Meaning you can save cash on quality parts, like batteries, brake pads, and more, just for being a AAA member. So hurry in and save 20% with the Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 5/29/19.
Take the official Hatch Showprint Tour in downtown Nashville and get a personal look inside both the history and the workings today of this iconic Nashville poster shop. Learn about the art of letterpress printing and Hatch's legendary connection with music and entertainment. There are three tours daily and limited space available. Visit HatchShowprint.com for details.
The Jim Rome Show.
I get a lot of vacation. I understand that. However, I don't take a lot of sick days. These things are not one and the same. That was not like I worked 8 straight days or I worked Super Bowl Sunday. I think I'll give myself a day off. I earned it. And by the way, I could because I have those days. I pride myself in not taking sick days. I hate that. We usually grind through it. But honestly, it was the right thing. In that case, it was the right thing.
The Jim Rome Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville's Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WSNR Skyscan forecast. Mostly rainy with showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Afternoon sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Partly cloudy overnight with a low near 70. Thursday mostly sunny with your high in the low 90s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Omni, before we get a call here, Gary Joe Collins on Twitter says, Bill, how about instead of everybody crying foul, we go with the new BKCS, the Bill King Championship Selection, where you decide who plays in the Natty based on a coin flip, a computer, and also pin the tail on the donkey. That would be fun. Where I just come on the radio December 4th. Just like that and announce the teams. And Notre Dame, and I rig it so Notre Dame gets in every year. Notre Dame goes 7-5. I've got them seated fourth. That would be the most euphoric thing I could do right there. Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, maybe Notre Dame. Yeah, Notre Dame. You remember Paul Hornung won the Heisman back in the day over Johnny Majors. They went 2-8. He won the Heisman. We got to get those days back. That would be the moment of total euphoria. Alan, what's happening?
Well, Bill, I tell you what, you making those selections, that's not too outlandish. didn't I hear a promo that you had the old BCS computer in your basement?
I see it every day, yes.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, the way people badmouth the old way it was done, I tell you what, I thought they hit it on the nail on the head, just about every selection. Would you agree with that?
If you go back and you took the BCS era and you drew a line between 4 and 5, they've got to have 4, right, instead of 2. that BCS would have gotten it right every year.
I saw it, but more people just, for whatever reason, they did not like it. But, well, you, Bill, you know what ends up winning out in every form of life, and that's the dollar bill. And if they're going to double their money by putting eight in, it's not if it's going to happen, it's when.
Correct.
But, Bill, I just wanted to wonder if you saw the video, and the young man's name slips my mind, but he's the kid that's about a little over 6 foot, about 350, defensive lineman for UT, a freshman. He'll be a freshman this year. And
his name is Jeremy Simmons, I believe, and he's from Pearl Cone. Yes.
Right. Well, did you see the video of him dunking the basketball?
This kid, for everybody, and you might have seen it. This is at his gym at Pearl Cone, which is downtown Nashville. He is 6 foot. He's a nose guard. He's 6 foot, about 360, and he's 6 foot. He's not tall, and he dunks left handed. And then he picks up the ball after it's dunked, and he's at the complete opposite side of the other goal, right? He throws it left-handed 94 feet in the basket.
I tell you what, that let's hope that he plays the nose guard half as well as he flips that basketball.
Well, they don't have a lot of players. He'll have to rotate. I don't know, conditioning wise, how many reps he'll be good for, but he'll have to play some. They don't have a choice.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, when I've seen the kid, he looks nimble, and to have that kind of weight, and I know Pruitt wants him down about to about 3 1/4, but to have that kind of weight, he is the most nimble individual I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's that odd size, because normally you're going to be 6'2½", 6'3". He's maybe 6 foot, but you see him now. He's all a 350, 360, whatever they list him. You can see that now.
Oh, yeah. Now, he was on the stage during the draft, wasn't he, if I'm not mistaken?
That's the one that I think everybody was talking about, yes.
Holy cow. He made the rest of them look like junior high kids, didn't he?
Correct.
Yeah,
Charlie reminds me, J.J. Watt was talking about him, tweeting about him.
Well, I tell you what, let's just hope the young man got the game like he's got the look. But, Bill, I tell you what, you hit on a couple things earlier I want to get my 2 cents in on. If you're planning on going west from Texas to the beach,
yeah,
go there with knowing what you're getting into, because courtesy of Uncle Sam, I spent 6 months in San Diego, and first of all, that's the best weather in the world as far as I'm concerned. San Diego's weather is unparalleled, but I tell you what, you get over there into the Pacific, and don't fool yourself about it being the Caribbean. That water is cold over there, and it's cold 12 months a year.
I don't mind cold water at all, and I'm in San Diego, and I could not get in the water. And it was July. It was mid-July, and I could not get in. It was that cold. You're right.
I tell you what, it is beautiful, though, in the 12 months a year. It's heaven temperature-wise and lack of humidity. And as far as your guitarist goes, I want to put in my vote for my main man, Stevie Ray Vaughan. And he died way too soon in that helicopter accident. But I tell you what, that's the best guitarist I ever heard. And Bill, I enjoy the show as always.
All right, Alan. Be good, buddy.
No,
appreciate you. Now, Jack White, who lives here, would be somewhere on that list, too. Somewhere. Jeff, too, says, Bill, that population boom in Florida. In 1980, Florida had 9.7 million people. Latest estimation as of 2018, it's 21.3. So it's basically, well, it's more than doubled since then, since 1980. the Florida population boom. Karen notes here that for commitments, and you will all see her. If you haven't met Karen, she'll be staying at the Motel 6. She says Music City Tide will not allow her to have a room. So when Karen clicks the link to get the special rate, it's blocked. Now, all of you are good, but Karen, Todd has blocked her. It's because she lost her purse right when she got here last year. Caused a big ruckus. Very embarrassing. Humiliating. Then she got a flat tire. Then her battery ran out. Then she left her computer. And those are things we know about. No telling what else happened. We'll be right back. I'm not off the air at 9 because of baseball. We'll be back. Omni.